Remember, I got some years on me. But really, I just wanted to take a moment to say that this song as well came right out of the scriptures, Psalm 73. And what's amazing about this song is that it tells the story of life for a lot of us. And hopefully I'll be able to fill in a few blanks along the way. But for the most part, it tells the story of a lot of us in respect to what we want out of life. And it's not always what God wants for us. But what he wants for us is always the best. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. God is the strength of my heart and my portion.
Because he saw the prosperity of the wicked. And he wondered, how is it that the wicked always prosper and the righteous seem to be kicked to the wayside? Amen? But then he said, I went up to the temple. And when I saw the end of the wicked, that's when I was able to rejoice and know that God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Amen? Riches of the world, it's our Lord. He is the strength of our heart. Material gain won't get us anywhere. All right, that's our director, y'all.
Brother P.W. Woody, my friend. Amen.
God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. I say, God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. God is the strength of my heart. He moves all pain. God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
God is the joy and the strength of my heart.
He moves all pain. He promised and never ever, and he's never ever, never ever fell short of his word. I said, God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. God is the strength of my heart. He's my portion forever. I say, God is the strength of my heart. How about you? Is God the strength of your heart? Are you looking for something else? Or is he your portion forever? Portion.